the Pac West, which is what they call one of the most beautiful conferences in the NCAA Division II to play in. We go to Hawaii, we go all over to Dixie State, Utah, Arizona, also here in the beautiful San Rafael area. So tonight we have the Pioneers of Pacific Union and the Penguins of Dominican facing off. A lot of new faces, a lot of great new people, a lot of excitement in the air here on radio.dominican.edu. And we will be bringing you all the action all season long. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson only here on radio.dominican.edu. In about a minute here, Stu is going to join us. We're going to get on live, and we will be able to broadcast this great, great game. So, coming to the stage now, weighing in at 200 pounds, the undisputed heavyweight championship of the microphone, Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins.
Josh, that's as good an intro as I've ever had. Approximately 200 and something pounds, getting up there, maybe 240, 6'4".
No doubt.
Right in that range.
About 2% body fat. 2%, I give you
at
that.
At the most.
You're a beast. A lean beast. How's it going there, Stu?
Great. Radio.dominican.edu. We are ready to bring you the opening night of basketball. An exhibition match, as Josh mentioned, folks. But important nonetheless. A win is a win is a win, and that's what we like. And that's what the Penguins are going after tonight. We're also going to see some fresh faces. Both teams on the floor now. The overhead announcements being made, folks, and we will bring you the starting lineups, the national anthem. Josh and I are settled in. We're ready to go. DU cheerleaders in the house under Gigi Gillard. She's the coach. She's an ex-DU cheerleader, and now she's in charge of the cheerleading squad. So we haven't had an organized cheerleading squad in a couple years now. Ready for the national anthem now, Josh. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, folks, there we go, the national anthem. We'll get the starting lineups here coming up right after my favorite part, Josh, of the evening. Crank it up, please.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Oh, that's the way to get the season started now, Josh. And we'll bring our theme music back in, and there it is. And Josh is in place. Now our referees for tonight's matchup, sent down from the NC2A, Phil Bonato, Steve Dreer, and Dave Derrigus. Those three guys in the house at center court, and we are ready to get this thing underway. For the visiting Pioneers from Pacific Union College, under head coach Robert Castillo, he's assisted by Chuck Evans. Coach Castillo will be sending out number 10 is Manny Gonzalez, a 5'9 junior out of Visalia. Number 22 is Aaron Reniker, a 6'3 junior out of Sacramento. Number 32 is Cameron Barnes, a 6'4 out of Keene, Texas. Brandon Monty is a 6'2 senior, number 33 out of Las Flores, California. And rounding things out for PUC, the Pioneers, number 34, Kenny Penn, a 6'6 junior out of Claremont, California. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani, he's assisted by Lee Cretion, Jesse Askins, John Parker, and Scott Springhorn. Number 5 is Xavier Muldrow. The 5'9 sophomore had a great season last year. He's out of Riverside. Number 20 is Killian Larson, a 6'10 freshman out of Puyallup, Washington. Number 22 is Austin Bryan, a 6'4 freshman out of Wenatchee, Washington. Number 23 is James McKinnon, a 6'5 freshman from Melbourne, Australia. A shout out to Melbourne, g'day. Number 33 is Alex Ward, a 6'5 senior out of Reading. Three freshmen getting the start tonight. Very excited for this one, fans. Josh, you must be stoked yourself.
Oh, I'm excited, Stu. Three freshmen, that makes you know that Coach Tavani is very, very confident in his starting five. We do know that Adam Chavez, our great former Cal Poly Player of the Year, has redshirted this year due to reasons that really are undisclosed right now. But he has redshirted, and now we are going to have a start off of a new brand, a new season, Stu, and I'm more than excited to see this new type of DU basketball.
Well, likewise. A lot of people in the house. Here we go, the tip-off of NC2A basketball for the Penguins. This is a new era, folks, under our new AD, Terry Toomey. Happy to have you with us tonight. Tipped out, and the Penguins get the tip-off. The Penguins are occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center, attacking the southern hoop. Xavier gets the tip-off and immediately gives it away. Now down low, the Pioneers get it, and it's blocked immediately by the Penguins' Killian Larson. The 6'10 freshman is Larson. He gets a hand on it, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Pioneer ball. We're 20 seconds into it. Thank you. And the Pioneers now have the ball on the inbounds right under their hoop. And right in front of Chili the Penguin, over there by the Penguin cheerleaders. And the Penguins with a steal on the fast break. McKinnon gets it. Giga takes it down. Left-handed layup. The Penguins score first.
Great awareness by the freshman Stu, able to get in there, get the steal, and make the play.
Good job by McKinnon. Now Xavier steals it away, but then he gives it back, and it's picked up by Reniker. Reniker goes up, and he's fouled by Xavier Muldrow. If you're wondering where Adam Chavis is, Chavis is going to be redshirting this season. Chavis will not be with the squad this year, but he will be back next year. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Chavis is moving around with the team. He's here. He's just not suited. He's going to take a year off, get the academics part under control. 19:15 to go. 2-0, Josh. Here's the first free throw, thrown up there by Aaron Reniker, the 6'3" junior. Okay, got it now. Aaron Reniker cans the first one. It's 2-1. And Reniker goes up, and he knocks in two of them. Got it. Thank you. Reniker scores both. 2-2. Coming up on 19 minutes in the first half. Just one game tonight, fans. Penguin women under Brianna Chambers will be tipping off tomorrow night. And that's a 5 o'clock affair. Josh and I will be here for that one. Until then, the outside 10-footer now is no good by the DUs. It's two up. Pioneer ball. PUC just in front of us on the right side. A nice outside layup. Big swing by Brandon Monty off the finger roll. He can't get it to fall. Bringing it up is Xavier, and he has it tapped away from behind. Monty came up behind Muldrow, snatched it away from him. It ended up bouncing off of the front row of the grandstands, and the Penguins get the ball back. Bringing it in now will be Austin Bryan, the 6'4" freshman. Bryan from the side court. He flips it in very quickly on the fadeaway. The jumper now goes down. And the Penguins, James McKinnon, cans the 8-footer. More like 12 feet.
I'm telling you, he's got a lot of buzz out of him this year, Stu. We heard a lot about him. He's a great true freshman, and he's come here starting off his first year at DU.
Big long three ball from the far left corner by PUC. Aaron Reniker cans that one, the 6'3" junior out of SACTO. 5-4 in favor of the Pioneers. Early. Just one game tonight, fans, in the first half. Driving in from the right side now is Alex Ward. Xavier gets it outside. Big, long 25-footer. Oh, and it goes down. And it's good. And that way outside the arc there. The three ball goes down by McKinnon. 7-5 now, Penguins. First half action, fans. Penguins been waiting for this start of the NC2A basketball portion of the season. And now a big long two outside on the right wing. And that one goes down smoothly by Cameron Barnes. Barnes, a 6'4" senior out of Keene. Very smooth with a limp wrist and gone. 8-7 now, PUC. Back and forth with the lead. Penguins shot on goal, left side, no good. Fast break, other end. A lot of spin off the glass. On the up and under by Kenny Penn, it doesn't fall. Penguins with the rebound, outside left side. With the slam now, Austin Bryan again. And he gets it to fall, 9-8.
You got to be impressed with the play by these freshmen. In their first game, you expect a lot of mistakes. You expect a lot of nervousness, but they've played great so far, Stu.
Maurice Williams has come in, and now a foul. The first whistle of the night, Josh, 9-8. Penguins on top, no basket. Mike Wells getting ready to come in. Oh, highly anticipated on Wells coming in after he was the freshman of the year last year, Josh. And last year he sat out the entire season with an injury. So the freshman of the year gets injured. And now for the first time back out on the court, it is Mike Wells. So a shout out to Wells. Number 10 is Wells. We're going to keep an eye on him. Wells comes in playing the two guard. 9-8. Now the Penguins on defense. Driving the hoop and up on his feet is Coach Tavani. Driving the hoop is Brandon Monty. Monty drifted into the key from the right side, got close to the hoop, and then the whistle. 9-8, Monty to the line. Happy to see Wells back in there after Wells had a great freshman year, the unfortunate injury. And now Wells is back out there, game tied after the first one by Monty goes. Wells is out there behind Monty at the top of the key.
Yes, sir. Stu, Wells suffered a Liz Frank fracture, which is a fracture within your foot bone. It's very hard to move. It's almost as critical as an ACL or MCL would be to a player itself within the foot. So it's very crucial to a basketball player. And now he's back. He's rehabbed it for an entire season. And we look to see great play from him once again.
Monty cans the second one, 10-9, PUC. Wells has got it, top of the key. He drifts over to the left side. Now he flips it back outside to Larson. Larson goes three ball, top of the key, good! 12-10, Penguins. Fast break, PUC, Reneker's got it. Now he flips it back to the top, Maurice Williams. He gets it down low, stolen away by Mike Wells. Wells now turns it around, brings it up, center of the court. Flip outside, very quickly to McKinnon. McKinnon with the 9-foot jumper, good right side. Good assist by Wells, 14-10. Wells a comm major.
Great eyes by Michael Wells. Able to see his freshman open there. James with the pull-up in the dish. You got to love it.
Outside to Williams. Williams flips it back off to Reneker. Reneker getting a lot of work tonight. Whistle, 14-10 Penguins. Inside of 16 minutes. Yeah, Wells is going to get a lot of time on the air tonight after skipping a whole season last year and being freshman of the year before that. He used to wear the Mohawk, but now as a junior, he's kind of tightened his look up. He's got the short buzzy going, about a one-inch buzz.
He's more business nowadays, a little more business.
Good call. Reneker on the line, on the way. Reneker, good. Back spinning. 14-11 now. Penguins by three, first half. 15-56 when the clock goes again. However, the clock will be dead here for a second until the ball hits the rim. Should it not go down, Reneker on the way, and it does. And the clock now rolls as the Penguins bring it back in. Mike Wells bringing it up. Penguins push it. Left side as he dumps it off to Larson. Larson now goes back outside to the incredibly hot Bryan, who's just been smoking hot this first half. 14-12, Penguins on top after the two, knocked down by PUC. Top of the key now is Mike Wells. Way right, flipped up there by Alex Ward, the 6'5 senior, out of Reading. Shout out to Reading. 15.5 to go, fans. 14-12. On the way, Williams. After PUC picks it up. Tapped away by Mike Wells. Stolen. Penguins on it. Fast break. James McKinnon goes up, missed it. The put back on the finger roll. Alex Ward goes down. 15-12, Josh.
The slam bam by Alex Ward. He promised me one before the game, Stu, and he has delivered.
Yeah, he sure did. Early, folks. Penguins by four on the way. Fast break, PUC. Maurice Williams, the 5'10 sophomore out of Pittsburgh, California, in East Bay. He cans a big three ball out on the left wing. Way out there, 16-15. Penguins only by one now, and following up the great play, McKinnon throws it away. Back to Williams, another three ball on the way. No, it's hauled down by Killian Larson, the 6'10 freshman. Well, I can't wait to see Larson now in a couple of years. He's playing great already. Thinking about it now, Penguins out on the left wing. They flip it off to Bryan. Bryan goes top of the key to Wells. Wells is out there, the senior man, and he's only a junior. Now the Penguins work it down low, 16-15 DU. A quick drifter falling away. Alex Ward. And that one's good, Josh, with the sky hook. That was very Dr. J-esque. Penguins by three now, 18-50. Falling away from the middle of the key with a big sky hook. And Maurice Williams returns the favor in quick transition. And the Penguins are playing the quick tee. Boy, that's back and forth. And Austin Bryan puts down the deuce. 2017 as these two teams are really going at it. Everybody's making the ball. Here's Williams. He brings it up. PUC pushes. Now down low. Now they drift in. Aaron Reneker with the layup. Good. 2019, Josh.
A missed defensive assignment by DU that time. Mike Wells and Austin were confused on which man to pick up. You can't make those mistakes this early on, Stu.
2019, Wells brings it up. Alex Ward, the very first night of basketball fans. So exciting to be here. Oh, and the Penguins softly from the left baseline. The jumper by Austin Bryan, another deuce, 22-19. Boy, that was soft from about 7.5 feet, maybe 7.75. It was a very nice shot. Right around the top of the key now by Cameron Barnes. Holy mackerel, the ball is going down everywhere, Josh. 22-21, PUC answering every time. Penguins by one now, fans. Still in the first half, 13-10 to go. Here's a long outside three ball by Alex Ward is short, hauled down by Williams. Williams getting a lot of minutes tonight, at least on the air. And he's scoring a lot of points, too. Here's a big long three ball, softly, and goes down from the right wing, Josh, 24 feet.
Well, this Pacific Union team can shoot, Stu. They definitely show their ability to pull up and make the jumper. DU has to find a way to defend it.
Cameron Barnes with the three ball, 24-22 in favor of the Pioneers from PUC. Now the turnaround jumper. DU's have it. Down low, Alex Ward. Good two ball there by Ward to tie the game, 24 up.
He is dominating inside the paint, and that's where you have to win the fight, Stu, when it gets to these tough physical teams, which we're going to face this season. You got to win the battle in the paint.
Williams pushes the ball up past the timeline. Now PUC gets it down low. Oh, the Penguins are out of position. Big long three ball by Aaron Reniker. No DUs anywhere near him. He's in that lower right corner, and he cans the three ball, 27-24. Neither team has missed a shot in the past 5 minutes of play, Josh. Really amazing shooting going on by the Dominicans. But PUC is right there. In fact, the Penguins are trailing by three with 12 minutes to go exactly. Now DU working the ball outside. It's nice to see him just slow it down. Got those new shot clocks right on top of the backboards, Josh. And now the block off the hands of Alex Ward by PUC's Cameron Barnes. Great block. Maurice Williams muffed it, but no whistle. He gets it down low. And now the drifter. And one of the DUs hits the deck. And that is Killian Larson on his back. He tried to block it, but the two ball is good. 29-24. A timeout is called by Brett Tavani. And the Penguins have their hands full tonight, Josh.
No doubt about it. They have their hands full. But we know what I love. The great play from the freshmen. They are not flustered. They have kept their composure in their first game. We have three starting freshmen on the floor right now, and they have played great. Alex Ward has been dominant inside the paint. But DU, the one thing they have to stop, Stu, is the three-point shots. You got to defend the three, obviously, from a Pacific Union team, which we remember last season were great shooters. This season, they have remained the same. You got to watch out for the threes. You got to watch the dish outs. But DU is doing a lot. They're running the ball much more than we've seen from them in the past, doing a lot off the screen as well. I mean, it's looking to be a very, very high tempo, high scoring, upbeat game. And so the DUs are really going to have to just defend the three. If they are able to defend the three, Stu, and get out on the perimeter more so often defensively, I see them coming out on top.
29-24. Josh predicting a victory tonight. It's just a scrimmage game, a non-conference affair, but a good chance to see a lot of the new players, and there are a lot of new players on the Dominican team. Penguins trail by five, and here comes Alistair Flack at the end of the timeout. And a shout-out to Flack's parents in Melbourne, Australia. He wanted to make a special shout-out to them as we start the season. So number three, there's your shout-out to number one and two back home in Melbourne. Penguins on the floor. Here's Al out on the right wing, six on the shot clock. Mark Lewis has also come in. Lewis now pulls up with the buckling jumper. No, a little bit deep. Lewis misses the first attempt. Shot clock resets inside of 11 minutes. Penguins trail by five. Here's Maurice Williams. PUC wants to win. Williams with the three ball. Oh, brother. Williams drops a three, Josh.
You got to defend the three. They can shoot. That is the toughest team when you go against these squads this season. We're going to have to see a lot more shooters, a lot more versatile athletes.
For the Penguins, Tyler Sokol has come in, the 6'10" freshman out of Longview, Washington. And Sokol very quickly makes his presence known. 32-27 as Sokol cans the 22-footer for three. Penguins trail now by five, 32-27. One of the Penguins inadvertently tripped Danny Sepulveda. Sepulveda out of Placerville is a 6'4" sophomore for PUC. Sepulveda's come in, as has Eric Tua, a 6'2" junior out of Orangevale up there by Sacramento. So a lot of new players are going to be seen and heard tonight. But I'll tell you what, so far, Josh, both teams are scoring a lot of points. Both teams looking very good in transition. Pretty decent defense. If anything, so far, with 10:26 to go, I'd say the defense is lacking. But as you can imagine, the first game of the season, that's the one area that you'd expect to lack a little bit. I am surprised at the shooting acumen by both teams. Awesome, awesome offense by both squads. A lot of guys coming in, just like Sokol came in and buried the three, his first shot of the night. First shot of the season, 32-27 with 10:26 to go. Both teams now with a quick timeout. And very exciting is the Conlon Center is absolutely loaded, especially considering it's a weeknight in the middle of the semester. 7:19 p.m. fans in San Rafael, California, in the good old U.S. of A. Tomorrow night, Josh and I will be here. Penguin basketball, the women's first scrimmage tomorrow night, a 5 o'clock tip-off. Josh and I will have that for you live, but for now, we're back to the men. 32-27, 10.5 to go. Right in front of us, bringing it in, is Eric Tua, the 6'2" junior out of Orangevale. He stands in. He's got 5 seconds to bring it up, and he does. He gets it indoors to Williams. Williams now flips it across the court. Being guarded very closely is Brett Poncia. And Poncia has come in. And now Poncia. Is that what you're saying?
Poncia.
I got to get that pronunciation right. And Poncia forces the issue. The ball goes into the Penguin bench. 10-10. Hey, speaking of Poncia, how about a shout-out to Leo and Julie? Poncia wanted me to hit them up, so we'll do that. Leo and Julie, welcome to the Penguin Radio Network, broadcasting worldwide. Here's Alistair Flack. Left side, three ball on the way, short. Right off the front of the iron. No good. Hauled in by Will Bell. Bell, a 6'2" freshman out of Salinas for PUC. Penguins trailing by 5. We're inside of 10 minutes, fans. Maurice Williams, the 5'10 sophomore, he drives right side. At the last instant, he flips it up top to Sepulveda. Sepulveda off the window. Penguins down with it. Good rebound there by Alex Ward. Ward's got it at the top of the key on the right side. He flips it over to Al. Al now backs up and surveys. Al between the circles. Al goes right side, drifts in, takes it himself. Thinking about it, no. Ward, he flips it back to Ward. And Ward picks up the whistle, 32-27. No scoring in the past 60 seconds with 9.5 to go. Penguins now will bring it in right underneath the hoop that they're shooting for. And a timeout has been called? No. An official timeout? Yeah. Timeout has been called. It's a media timeout, Josh. And that's you and I, Pacific Union College, in the house. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's basketball game. It's not an official game. It is a scrimmage. But you wouldn't know by the size of the crowd, Josh. Tons of people in the house on a Thursday night. Chili the Penguin is here. PUC in the house. Radio.dominican.edu.
No doubt about it. We're also reminding you, if you're a fan of DU Athletics or you would like to know anything about DU Athletics, you have to check out our all-new online home, www.DominicanAthletics.com. Check it out. It's one of the best websites in the PacWest, and I'll say that right now, Stu. You can quote me on it and underline it 3 times. But the Penguins so far have played a very tough game. This Pacific Union College really, really likes to shoot the ball. They have no problem with pulling up for the jumper and raining the three. However, DU is going to have to find a way to defend it. And also, do not let the scores happen in transition, which is where the Pacific Union College has gotten a lot of scores. You can't let teams score in transition. You got to be tougher on the D, and you got to be able to capitalize on the boards, get the rebounds. Those are crucial, and limit the turnovers, too. If they're able to do that, we can go ahead and handle this just fine. So right now, score is once again 32 Pacific Union, 27 DU. And here comes Stuart Horn with more of your play-by-play.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. Welcome again, fans. 9:23 to go, 32-27. Penguins on the short side, very quickly on the up and in to Tyler Sokol. Oh, what a great in by Lewis the veteran. 9:16, the clock rolls. Penguins trail by 3, 32-29. 30 on the overhead. Maurice Williams has it for PUC, double dribble. Unforced error there, and the Penguins will get it back, and that's what the DUs need. They got to quit matching baskets. I think they're going to have to work that D, work it hard, get a couple breaks. Get the lead back. Penguins have been trailing since about 12 minutes. Now here's Alistair Flack with a soft jumper. Very softly, Alistair pulls up, left elbow, good!
Right over Cameron Barnes. Alistair Flack, a lot of great play coming into his senior season. Shout out to Melbourne.
Barnes at 6'4", towering over little old Al. And Al's in there, a 6-footer. And he drifted forever. He had great hops and got it right over the top of Barnes. And so now the Penguins are back fighting on defense. 32-31 in favor of the Pioneers. Here's Williams. Williams has been playing just about the whole night. And Williams with a travel. So Williams, back-to-back series, Josh. Williams, last time with the double dribble, this time with the travel. 32-31, inbounds to Al. Flack, who just scored the big two ball there with a great drifter in the lane. Oh, man, that was pure A. 8.5 to go. Here's Lewis from the top of the key. Lewis cans it. Oh, and one foot was on the line, Josh. I thought he picked up the tray ball, but he does put the Penguins back ahead by one, 33-32. Drifting to the left side now is Will Bell. Will flips it off. He gets it down low. Trouble. Sokol. Defense. Uh-oh. Good play there by Cameron Barnes with the turnaround. Softy. That was Sepulveda. Check it. 34-33. Penguins on defense. And now a whistle at the other end.
And that is Mark Lewis going to the line. Stu, he was fouled right there under the hoop in the paint.
31 is Lewis. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, folks. Off to our left. Josh and I sitting in the opulent broadcasting area, the luxury box here at DU. Complete with carpeting, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Great carpeting.
And electricity. 34.
And electricity and hors d'oeuvres, treats.
Well, don't go crazy. 34-33. The first one is good by Lewis. The second one on the way, and that's a good. Lewis cans a pair. Ties the game, 34 up, 8:07 to go. PUC to bring it in, and they do. And the Penguins with the full court pressure. Poncha in the back. He's back there with Al. Al's got fans right behind us. Flack playing great. Uh-oh, and as Flack drifted over to the left side, PUC picked it up. Cameron Barnes had it. He falls out of play. And he got bumped out, and I think the Penguins got rung up again, and that's their fifth. Penguins committed five team fouls, while the PUCs have only committed two. Penguins, Alex Ward out, and he is replaced by McKinnon, who's come back in.
McKinnon's had a great game so far, Stu. I'm interested to see what Coach Savani plans to do with him here in the remainder of this first quarter.
And a great rejection by McKinnon, who comes up with the left hand and just said no to the up and under. He blocked it out, and the Penguins pick it up. Now Al drifts to the right side, picks up the screen from the gigantic Tyler Sokol. He passes it off. Flack gets it back from the right wing and cans another long deuce from 17. 37-34. Flack's come in. The Penguins have gone ahead.
That's what you need from your experienced players, Stu, from your vets. Great play from your vets, smart play from your freshmen. That is the key to winning in the NCAA right now.
Cameron Barnes from the left wing. He hammers it up there. No good, but it's hauled down by PUC. They get it back. And then under the hoop, they give it away. 37-34. 7:11 to go, fans. Foul is called against Brandon Monty for the Pioneers. Penguins bring it in. And Al's got it. He flips it off right side across the circle to McKinnon. McKinnon with that big block a second ago. Poncha on the way. Three ball deep. Poncha had a good look at it. Manny Gonzalez has come in for PUC. Gonzalez, a veteran at 5'9". Gonzalez, a junior out of Visalia. He flips it off top of the key. Brandon Monty's got it with the drifter. Brandon Monty on the way from 22. Good.
Monty is the guy who showed up big in this game last year, Stu. He was real fluid, real fast. They got to be careful of Monty.
Lewis goes in from the right side, drives the paint, and has it stripped away. I think it's going to be Penguin ball, though. I think the foul is called against PUC. I am correct. Lewis right under the hoop. Last time the Penguins had it on the short end, right under the hoop. They scored very quickly on the up and in to Tyler Sokol. See what they can do now. Was a great opportunity for the Penguins. Sokol on the way, right side. Oh, again, Josh. The Penguins do it again.
Sokol is dangerous from mid-range. That was one of the big things when they recruited him out of Washington. He's 6'10". He's a powerful force down low, and he has the mid-range jumper.
39-36. Penguins on defense. DU's on top. Cameron Barnes has got it. Whistle on the way. No bucket. See what the ref says. Foul is called against Tyler Sokol, the 6'10 freshman out of Longview. Sokol, very, very impressive so far tonight. He's got the left leg all taped up all the way. The right leg taped up mid-calf. Number 44, that's Willie McCovey's old number. On the way now by Cameron Barnes. You remember Willie McCovey, Stretch? Greatest first baseman in Giants history. However, for the Penguins, Sokol. 6'17", the first one is no good. 39-36, the second one goes down as Cameron Barnes toes the line. Penguins now pick it up. Al's going to take it himself. He brings it across the timeline. He drifts over to the right side. Right in front of all the Penguin fans, there's a ton of them in the house. Now here's Lewis, almost muffed it. Here's Al thinking about it. Good head fake. Al on the buckler. Al on the way. Alistair Flack, Kansas.
Great play from the freshman. He's a senior. Great play from Alistair Flack.
41.
The Australian import. He's done great so far his 4 years here at DU, Stu.
41-37. Just inside of 6 minutes, fans. A long three ball on the way by Manny Gonzalez. No good. Taken down by Williams. By Lewis. Lewis stripped it away after one of the PUCs had it. Al has it. Now he kicks out unselfishly. McKinnon on the way. It's off the rim. No, it bounced way up. Almost caught the standard holding the bucket. And then it fell, but it did not fall in. 41-37, the DU's on top. Oh, stripped away by Alistair Flack with a great save. He throws it back into Sokol. Sokol now flips it back over to Al. Great steal there by Flack. Flack on his first game out of the box. Josh, Flack is looking great.
Oh, he's looking superb, Stu. Great, great play as a senior. He said he wanted to come into this year and make a statement, be able to leave a lasting impression his last year here at DU, and he is doing that to the max right now.
Reneker with the foul against Brett Poncha, the 6'2" junior out of Reading. Another shout out to Reading. Poncha caught me in the parking lot. Wanted to be sure I hit up Leo and Julie. And his first one is good. And Xavier Muldrow has come back into the game along with Austin Bryant. Muldrow with the start tonight. The 5'9" sophomore. You're going to hear a lot about Muldrow this year, fans. On the way, Poncha. Ooh, missed it right. 42-37. He made the first one. Missed the second one. Ball's in play. Penguins on top, 5 minutes exactly, fans, in the first half. Don't forget, halftime extravaganza with my partner, Josh Johnson, with all the stats and all the numbers that matter at halftime. But until then, Maurice Williams has it. PUC drives the lane. Left side, Sokol with massive D, and he gets a whistle. Sokol is so big. He's the biggest man on the court. He's out there. He pairs up against Kenny Penn, who's listed at 6'6", Josh. But Penn's got Sokol by about 20 pounds. So that ties things up. Media timeout with 4:49 to go. 42-37 as the dry erase boards come out. And here is my partner with analysis, Josh Johnson.
Well, I don't know about that last foul, Stu. It seemed that Sokol had all ball on that, but the refs go ahead and call it. You can't argue with them too much because they're pretty much deaf. They just call the play, and that's what it is. So right now, DU is ahead, 42-37, great play. We've seen a lot of superb athleticism out of both squads. This PUC team is very fluid. They've been very, very, very quick on the offense. Defensive, you know what, they haven't been as strong as they were at first. However, Alistair Flack, take nothing away from him. He has showed up great as a senior, and he has played superbly in this game. Flack knocking down threes, getting steals, causing all kinds of ruckus, and you gotta love the great play coming out of your seniors. And you need that in the NCAA. This is an exhibition game. This is not NCAA, just a reminder for our fans listening. However, in these games, you do need superb play from your veterans and smart plays from your freshmen. We're going to be starting a lot of freshmen this year. That means we're going to see a lot of great play. We're going to see some mistakes. However, if they can stay together as a squad, remain fluid, remain smart on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, I see ourselves having a really solid season. And this PUC team is kind of our first test, a way to shake off the cobwebs from the offseason and establish some good momentum going into our first NCAA game.
Well said. Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio station here at DU. Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson with you. And for the DUs, Kellis Love has come in, the 6 foot junior out of Richmond. On the line now for PUC, Kenny Penn, the 6'6" junior. He's on the way, backspin, deep. Penguin fans love it as Penn misses the first one. Big clang, Penn on the way. Perfect. Penguins now bring it in. Muldrow's got it after it's thrown in by James McKinnon. McKinnon also out of Melbourne, like Alistair Flack. 4:42, the clock rolls. Love. Right side, DU. Bryant. Back to the top, Xavier. Working the wheel outside. Thinking about it, Muldrow. Now he drives in against Love with the drifter. Muldrow softly off the iron, no. Hauled down by the DUs with the rebound. Oh, and the putback by Killian Larson! Killian Larson knocks down the two. After the soft drifter by Xavier did not fall, 44-38. Penguins creating trouble, as Josh alluded to in the timeout. 4 minutes and 10 seconds on the way. Kenny Penn from the right side of the baseline, no. Tavani up on his feet. He's smiling. Now he's back on the bench. 44-38. Coming up on 4 minutes exactly, fans. Xavier brings it up. Xavier almost missed it there as he drifts down low. Back off the glass. The whistle by Killian Larson on the way. No. Larson picks up the foul. He'll go to the line. Boy, Larson's been right there, Josh, picking up a lot of offensive rebounds.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal for him this year, coming in as a freshman, starting center. A lot of big shoes to fill. But you know what? Killian is very excited about it. We'll see him be a lot real powerful in the paint this season. Also, you know, picking up those fouls and trying not to foul as much will be crucial to him. But so far as a freshman, I'm impressed.
Larson on the way, misses the first one, buries the second one. Larson with the mid-calf high Nike socks on and the Adidas shoes. The black Adidas with the penguin gold stripes. Left side now, driving in is Maurice Williams. Williams has been in there all but the every minute of the game. Uh-oh. Stolen now. Oh, here's Love. Left side whistle. Love went in with the layup after having it muffed away. Love got back in there. Swiped it back, Josh. Went up, and he'll go to the line. That's the sixth team foul. Eight committed by the Penguins. Six committed by the PCs. Here's Love.
Great court awareness by my man Kellis Love. Able to keep his head on a swivel, get that ball. He would have got the end one, Stu, but we'll take the 3 points.
On the way, Love. Clang.
And I speak his praises a little too early that time.
Yeah, you got to let him fall first.
I'm telling you.
Love misses the first one. Very short, way right. Both way right and short. And the second one is nothing but swish. And that, I am happy to report, 46-38. Penguins now on defense. Driving up, Brandon Monty takes it the distance. Right in the underneath the bucket, he slams into Killian Larson. Larson hits the deck right in front of the Penguin cheerleader.
That looked like an offensive one on me, Stu, but they're going to go ahead and give that to PUC. That was a very close call. We've seen a lot of fishy calls from these refs so far in this first exhibition, but we won't be that hard on them first. They've come out and they've officiated a good game up until this point, but just a little questionable ones, we can say.
3:35 to go, 46-38 on the line for PUC is Brandon Monty, the 6'2" senior out of Las Flores, who got the start tonight. He is fouled by Killian Larson. He goes to the line and on the way, and it's hauled down by Larson, so no harm done. Larson with another tremendous rebound. I'll tell you what, Larson has put himself right in perfect position offensively and defensively to pick up the boards. On the way, Love, three ball, left wing, and now another travel called against Maurice Williams. Check it, on the rebound, he stepped out of bounds. 1 foot fell beyond the end line, Josh, and the Penguins get it. Another unforced error. The D's will have it right under the bucket, 3:21 to play in the first half. D's on top, fans, by 8. Xavier's got it left side. He drives baseline, he steps out of bounds, no bucket, but he is pushed out of bounds by Maurice Williams. Xavier will go to the line. That's the 7th team foul. The first time Xavier's gotten to go to the line. See what Muldrow's got. He's got the little gold socks on there, Josh. The penguin gold. I like that look.
We can always talk about X's socks. I'm telling you. He surprises us every game with the sock collection. You swear we were judging fashion here other than calling basketball. But great socks, though. I like them. He's got the Nikes on, too.
Whatever works.
They're
clean. The first one by Muldrow goes down, and the second one is perfect. I'll tell you what. Muldrow had a sensational freshman season.
Oh, great.
And this year we are looking for a lot of good stuff out of him. On the way, long three ball, Maurice Williams. No. Hauled down once again by Larson, the 6'10 freshman. Oh, is Larson going to play a huge part of the Penguins in the next three seasons? Three plus. Tonight's only the very first night. Almost four complete. Larson's going to be a huge part of it, 48-38. Views on top. However, the Penguins missed that opportunity. Driving the lane now is Brandon Monty for PUC, and he travels with it. And the Penguins get another one as the Penguin cheerleaders, accompanied by Chili the Penguin, are loving it. Penguin cheerleaders right behind James McKinnon, who brings it in. He gets it to Xavier, sometimes known as X. Xavier brings it up and flips it off to Brian. Brian back to X, and Xavier throws it away. Stolen by Maurice Williams. And that was a poor pass. He was trying to get a low one down low. Trying to hit one of the DUs down low. As Tyler Sokol gets ready to come back in. And here's Maurice Williams drives the lane and lays in a softy straightaway. 5-footer good. 48-40. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. Penguins thinking about the three ball. They don't let it fly. MacKinnon left side on the way. No. Tipped out. Penguins on it. No. Now it's 2-on-3. PUC is going to slow it down as they got the rebound. PUC now brings it up. Will Bell back in there. He flips it off to Williams. 1:50 to go. Fans 48-40. First half action. Pioneers get it down low. A great pass laid in there by Cameron Barnes. To Cameron Barnes, who flips it back outside. Barnes goes down low, tapped away with a massive overhead rejection by Austin Bryant, but a whistle. He got more than ball. He got a lot more than ball, and that's the 10th team foul with 1:40 to go.
Well, you'll see those mistakes out of a lot of true freshmen, too. They're trying to get their bearings, trying to get their feel for the college game, which is such at a higher level than at the high school game. I'm talking the speed of the game is different. The strategy that comes into play is different, so... I mean, it's a lot of things for a freshman to sort of get accustomed to, but I'm telling you, Austin Bryant is a great player. We hear nothing but good things about him from his teammates. But take nothing away from PUFC. They've played good so far. I'm talking about Brandon Monty, number 33. He's very fluid. He's been able to get into the paint a few times, as well as Cameron Barnes, 32 for PUC. He's had a good game as well. A lot of great shots from Barnes so far.
Love, Wells, Sokol, Flack. Those three guys have come back into the game. Love was there. And they're accompanied by MacKinnon. Those are the five for the DUs with 1.5 to go. Second one goes. 48-41. Penguins on top. PUC's creeping back in. Maurice Williams, 1:15 to go. Williams left side. Williams takes a big step. No whistle. Outside, clear three ball on the way. Brandon Monty with a good look. No. Taken down with a great rebound by the 5'10 Williams. Williams drifts in right side. Now he spins 270. He flips it, heaves it across the court. Saved by MacKinnon. Check it. That was not MacKinnon. That was Barnes. Barnes now falling away. Barnes three ball. Oh, no, it goes. 48-44. A great play by Barnes. Oh, man, what a shot by Cameron Barnes, a 6'4 senior for PUC. And now a whistle with 43.2 seconds to go. 48-44. Eight team foul committed now by the Pioneers. Flack will go to the line. The foul is committed by Maurice Williams.
Flack, the senior, the graphic art and design major from Melbourne, Australia. He's been a part of this team for going on 4 seasons now, and we've seen great play out of Al.
Alistair knocks down the first one. See a shout out to David and Teguin. I remember that. 4 years of giving them shout-outs. Well, I don't know what time it is down there. I think it's tomorrow.
We're not sure. We'll get the clock and the world clock and compass and see what we can come up with.
18 hours ahead, as I recall.
Oh,
42.2.
Okay.
The first one from Flack goes down. The second one does not go down. And a timeout has been called by head coach Robert Castillo for PUC. 42 seconds to go, Josh. Penguins are up 49-44.
So, Stu, I mean, I'm asking you, in this first, you know, this first period of play, we've seen a whole lot of fouls on the part of both teams. And I would count that, you know, towards a lot of teams driving towards the paint, a lot of these players getting real physical early on, which is good to see here from our DUs that our freshmen can definitely keep up with the physicality. However, I mean, these free throws are going to start to come back and kill us. Remember last season that we did have a little bit of trouble with the free throws, correct, Stu?
Absolutely.
And that was definitely our Achilles heel. However, this season we've seen a little bit, or I shouldn't say this season, this first game, we've seen a little bit better on the line from the DUs, PUC as well.
No, I'm not unhappy with the free throw shooting so far in the first half of this one. We will get the stat sheets, and Josh and I always talking about the free throws. Last season it was pretty bad, actually. This season, I mean, it was the one thing that really hurt us last season. But the Penguins had a pretty good season otherwise. But so far tonight, I'm perfectly satisfied with the free throw shooting. I'll tell you what, for the very first game of the season, Josh, the Penguins look in mid-season shape. 30 seconds to go, fans. Ball's in play, 49-44. PUC's got it over to Williams on the left wing. Williams flips it back to the top of the key. Brandon Monty between the circles. He drives the lane right side off the glass. Good. Clock continues to roll. I don't know why the clock doesn't stop in between. I'm not sure. Mike Wells has it, 10 seconds to go. Wells taps the top of his head, 31 overhead, 7 to go. Wells now drives in, picks up the screen from Sokol. Right side, Wells thinking about it, he traveled. And with 2 seconds to go, Wells will go to the line. Wells went right in there, one of the PCs got an arm on it.
We thought it was a travel. Seemed like he got fouled there, Stu.
I thought He traveled, but you're right, it was a foul. Al comes over to talk to the coach. It's only 2 seconds to go, fans. In the first half, Mike Wells will go to the line.
That was a great play by Mike Wells, if you look at that, Stu. He saw the time. He didn't try to pull up for the long-range jumper. Nothing out of his control. He drove in for the hope of picking up the foul, getting to the line, and that is smart. That's great, smart basketball, and we've seen that from Michael Wells. Not only is he a great athlete, but he's really a strategist, I should say. Very strategic player on the floor.
Wells misses the first one. All the strategy in the world. Can't get the biscuit in the basket. 49-46. This one rattles in, and Wells scores the freebie. 50-46. 1 second to go, and a travel is called, and the Penguins will have 0.9 seconds. And now Mike Wells is arguing with the referee. He wants more time put on the clock. And that's a veteran move out of Wells right there, arguing with the ref to get a little more time on the clock to give the Penguins an opportunity to take a shot.
He's a smart player, yeah. Stu. He's very aware.
Absolutely.
Knowledge that is. Beyond his years basketball-wise. I mean, Mike Wells has played great smart basketball here at DU.
50-46. Josh, I don't know if you remember his freshman year, but it was something. On the way, Flack on the inbounds. Oh, Flack had a chance at it after Wells hit him. And a good look by Flack, but he can't get it to fall. 50-46, fans. That's the end of the first half of our first night back on the air. Radio.Dominican.edu bringing you DU basketball. Though it's a non-conference affair, very exciting nonetheless. DUC plays out of the NAIA and the CalPAC Conference. The Penguins in the NC2A PacWest Conference. And Josh, that feels so good to say. Coming back with our halftime extravaganza in about 8 minutes will be my partner, Josh Johnson. Halftime extravaganza, please stay tuned. Second half action coming up, radio.dominican.edu.
How they finish it out here on radio.dominican.edu. Right now, back in the building is none other than the great, the man, the myth, the legend, Stuart Horn.
Wow. That's a lot to live up to, fans.
It's the truth.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. It's a pleasure to be with you again this season, calling these games. Always great. 10 seasons of DU basketball. 9 behind me. Who knows how many ahead of me? Another 9, at least.
Oh, it has to be more than 9.
Well, I hope so. I sure have a good time doing it. 50-46.
And I will be your assistant for as long as you call on me, Sue.
Well, that works. Thank you. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans. Here are the stats. Josh, getting to us a little bit late tonight. So, Josh, normally with the halftime extravaganza. However, he will be bringing us some of those first half stats as we go. Hey, Josh, I want to give a big shout-out to my old buddy Sal DeMarco. DeMarco's dad, who used to come and hang out with us here in the broadcasting booth.
Great guy.
Yeah, I talked to DeMarco. I would love to see DeMarco come back. I think if they worked it right, he could get another half a year of eligibility. I'm not sure, Josh. Boy, that would be something. 50-46, one of the greatest DUs to ever play for the Penguins. Just one season. Chris DeMarco is in the house. He's sitting right behind us. So big shout-out to his dad, Sal.
No doubt. Also on the AIM, I got a shout-out to Jacob and Ray Navarez, big DU fans. Jacob and Ray, both basketball players from San Jose.
All right, that's a good call.
No doubt.
50-46 as we enter the second half. Very quick transition. PUC brings it in and immediately tacks the Southern Hoop off to our left side. They pick up a pair, 50-48, 19.5 to go. And the Penguins not looking good in the second half as Killian Larson gets it and throws it away, immediately stolen away by Aaron Reniker. Now the Penguins are on defense. The up and under, too much work for the PUCs as Cameron Barnes couldn't handle it. Check it, that was Kenny Penn. He's got the black headband on. Penn tried to go up and under left-handed. And the Penguins transition quickly. The foul is called against Brandon Monty for PUC. To the line for the Penguins is Austin Bryan. Fans, if you'd like to interact with us here at the broadcasting area, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. No spaces. All lowercase. DUC Radio. And the first one from the line by the Penguins. Austin Bryan is good. And the second one on the way. And that one falls. And the DU's by 4. 52-48. If you'd like to send us an email radio@dominican.edu. And the Penguins now on defense. Xavier inadvertently trips up Maurice Williams. Xavier didn't mean to. Williams jumped right over his leg and fell, and a whistle. And it's called against Muldrow, and that's his third personal foul. The first team foul for the Penguins in the second half. Inbounds now on the short end for the PUCs. They drive in. Right side. Too much defense for the Penguins. Tipped out. Penguins have it. Stolen away by McKinnon. McKinnon now takes it down to the other end. Oh, and a massive rejection on the way. Oh, that was large by Cameron Barnes, who jumped in there, the 6'4 senior, and swatted it away, Josh.
Welcome to the NCAA, I guess. good take by Austin Bryant, but quickly rejected.
Boy, oh boy, you cannot get sloppy. Oh, and a whistle did accompany that. Boy, I don't think anybody in the house thought there was a whistle. I thought it was clean, all ball, but Austin Bryant was fouled, and he cans a freebie.
Well, I guess Austin gets the last laugh on that one, Steve.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Penguins by five. Bryant to the line. On the way. And he makes another pair. Alistair Flack coming in for the Penguins in place of Muldrow. And Muldrow does not like getting yanked, Josh. Nobody does. 18:55, fans, the clock rolls. You know, if you'd like to send us an email, it always helps to, if we're doing something good or otherwise. You can send us with all of your comments or concerns, radio@dominican.edu. We're back underway, 18:40 to go. The Penguins on defense. The soft drifter thrown up by Cameron Barnes is no good. The Penguins in transition, very deep as McKinnon took it the length himself. He missed everything, Josh. He barely caught the bottom of the backboard, way past the rim. And now very short, Brandon Monty returns the favor. One of the PUCs hits the deck. Now everybody diving for a timeout is called as Alistair Flack ends up on the floor with Maurice Williams. And a timeout has been called. Flack dove for it, Josh, 54-48. And the timeout taken by the PUCs.
No doubt about it. PUC trying to come out strong in this game. DU has done a great job offensively trying to get to the rack, but there has been a lot of defense in terms of being defense added and stepped up from the DUs. Also, a little bit of those stats from you from the first half. Leading this team with points right now is the freshman, James McKinnon. 9 points in his first half. With assists, we have my man Michael Wells doing great. Former freshman of the year in the Cal Pack, now returning his junior season here in the Pacific West Conference. Also, in terms of defensive and offensive rebounds, there is a tie between my man Alex Ward and Killian Larson. Alex Ward, the senior, the transfer from Sac State, and Killian Larson all the way from Washington, the true freshman, both coming in here playing great so far. DU has done, I think, phenomenal in his first half. To be a team with a lot of freshmen playing well, they're ahead, they've played smart, they haven't made a whole lot of mistakes, they need to limit the fouls, but other than that, this seems like a great game.
1 week from tonight, fans, the men's basketball team will be back in action as former Dominican great and head coach for Cal Maritime Academy, those guys will be in the house, the Keel Haulers. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off on the 12th, 1 week from tonight. Tomorrow night, Brianna Chambers and the women's basketball, tomorrow night against Oregon Tech. That's a 5 o'clock tip-off, Josh. 5 o'clock, fans. And Josh and I'll have it for you. The end of the timeout has come. 18:10 to go, 54-48. Penguins on defense. Driving it in now is Williams. He goes right side with a slow one. Drifter, softly, no, off the glass. Penguins pick up the rebound, 18 minutes to go. Penguins by six. Here's Al behind the back. Al flips it out left side. Uh-oh, Penguins work it down low. Killian Larson with the softie. 3 feet. Back on goal. Larson, good patience. Back up with it. And it finally goes. And the DU score the deuce after 5 shots go. And the Penguins finally win. Maurice Williams throws it away. Williams pointing. And PUC picks it up. He was right. Williams did get it. And the Penguin fans, about 400 strong now, Josh, are demanding defense.
Way to be persistent by the freshman, though. Killian Larson would not be denied the points as he went, and he struggled down there in the paint. Came out on top, Stu. I'm loving the play from the freshman.
Drifting right side, Maurice Williams. Oh, and the giveaway. Alistair Flack forced the issue. Picked up now by Austin Bryant. Bryant goes the distance and scores the deuce.
The true freshman once again, Austin Bryan, showing great play, great athleticism as he took it to the hoop.
17-12 to go, fans. 58-48 Penguins. Thrown away by Williams. Killian Larson picks it up. Larson hands it off to Allen. He slows it down. Left side three ball on the way. Austin Bryan, three ball, 27 feet. Bryan picks up the tray ball, 61-48, 16:56 to go. Penguins on top, timeout.
And when they're hot, Stu. They have gone ahead by great leaps and bounds. The DUs have played phenomenally. The freshmen, how about Killian Larson? How about Austin Bryan? How about the great play we've seen from them in this second half already? The true freshmen are coming of age right before our eyes in the first game. We've seen this great play in the first game, so I mean, what do you think about all this great play from our youngest players on the court?
What do I think about it? I love it. I cannot believe the DUs bring out three freshmen, a sophomore, and a junior to start the game, and the three freshmen are eating the place up. The Penguin fans, about 400 of them here. They're going absolutely nuts, and rightfully so, with 16:56 to go. That looks like the end of the timeout is on its way. 61-48, and the DU freshmen are coming up very strong tonight, Josh.
I'm telling you, three freshmen on the floor, supported by two seniors, Alistair Flack and Alex Ward, providing a lot of the experience, a lot of the smarts, a lot of the veteran leadership, and they have led these players to have a great, outstanding game. And I am very juiced right now, so I can't say nothing but I'm excited.
61-48, fans. Josh is jacked, and everybody in the place as well. Ball's in play. We're back underway in the backcourt now. McKinnon playing full court defense back there with Al. Flack. Now the Penguins on defense. PUC works it down low. Now they kick it back out right side. Heaved across the court to Maurice Williams. He jumps up and pulls it down. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Driving in baseline right side. Penguins on defense. Oh, what a block by McKinnon. McKinnon now with a no-look pass. Flip back off to Alex Ward. Ward gets it down low. Austin Bryan again. The three, the two. Bryan scoring from everywhere. 63-48 and the Penguins with some daylight. 16-18 and a whistle.
We're going to be calling his name all night, Stu. He has played phenomenally this game, being in all the right places at the right times, keeping his head on the swivel, being there for the steals, being there to hit. Oh, this is a great play from Austin Bryan.
Yeah, Bryan with some great offense. McKinnon with some superb defense, along with Larson. I mean, Larson is right there with the rebounds. How about Larson's rebounding in the first half?
He led the squad. Him and Alex Ward both led the team. Both each had three defensive rebounds and one offensive rebound. They both have been very solid on the boards.
63-48. Maurice Williams has got the ball on the inbounds. PUC brought it in on the short side, but they just kick it out between the circles. Now the 360 spin move. Stolen away by Lewis. Lewis gets it. It's flipped off now to Alex Ward. Two ball Ward with the layup right side. Ward so fast on his feet. Ward just came hauling in there. 6'5" senior out of Reading. And Ward with the start tonight. And that's why. Man, is he fast for a big man. Now Maurice Williams has it. 65-48. DUs. Outside, Kenny Penn with an 18-foot drifter. No. Penguins now to Lewis. Right side. Lewis wants it himself. Off the glass. Up and under. Lewis spins one off the window, Josh. And the Penguins score another one. It's the DUs by 19. 67-48, 15 and a half to go.
First of many great plays to come from the sophomore sensation, Mark Lewis. We called him the Iron Man last year, and that name stays true till today.
Lewis with a great up and under, 67-48. Here's Williams. And Williams, a nice three ball from straight away, about 3 feet off the center to the left side, 67-51, 15 minutes to go. Al Flack has got it. Flack between the circles. Flack drifts up right side. Off the window, too much glass. Put back DU's. No. Killian Larson's right there. The ball popped back up on the finger roll, but didn't go down. 67-51. We're inside of 15 minutes. Mike Wells up on his feet. Media timeout. And Josh is going to talk a little bit about the stats in the first half.
Well, for the stats in the first half, it goes as is. For DU, the leaders with rebounds offensively and defensively are Killian Larson and Alex Ward. In terms of assists, we have my man Mike Wells as well as Alistair Flack. Don't forget about total points scored, and that is James McKinnon showing a great game so far. Austin Bryant as well is right behind him with 6 points. Alistair Flack right behind him again with 7 points, as well as Tyler Sokol. Great, great play by the DU's. Able to shoot, able to run. They are pushing the pedal to the metal. I like this style of basketball. And for PUC, total points led in the first half was none other than Reneker with 15 total rebounds. Excuse me. Let me get that right. 15 total rebounds from Whitaker. Also, there was 10 from Barnes. Don't forget about right behind them, Williams. And total field goals we have. We have 2 from Barnes. We got 3 from Monty. 3 from Williams as well. Also 1 from Tua. So great play as well from Pacific Union College. As we were trying to get these stats all figured out and ready for you. We were a little late on them in the halftime extravaganza, but we will have these stats more available to you here as we go deeper into the second half. So far, great play. PUSC has had the pedal to the metal put on them by the DUs. But don't count this team out yet. They have great shooters, great athletes, a very fluid, fast squad, and they can come back just as quickly as they fell down. So DU's going to have to be on their P's and Q's in this one, Stu.
I like the halftime extravaganza coming to us one line at a time throughout the second half. That's kind of nice. 67-51. We're back underway, fans. Inside of 15 minutes, PUC's got the ball off to our left side. Attacking the southern hoop, the Pioneers. Maurice Williams has it between the circles. He drifts left side. Left elbow on the way with a jumper. No. Hauled down by the Penguins. Fox. Mulholland. Mulholland out of Mill Valley. The 6'6" senior is Mulholland. And now Williams slams into Mulholland, who set up the screen. Nice head fake by Larson. Larson goes down low left side. Gets it to Flack. Flack goes back to the top of the key. Turn around. Mulholland on the way. Fox drops the deuce.
Fox Mulholland, first of his points for the year. Great, great player coming up here from the Santa Barbara JC.
Mulholland is out of Mill Valley. The transfer student in his senior year. 69-51. Penguins did some serious recruiting in the offseason. And a nice soft jumper by Maurice Williams with the scissor legs. And Williams gets it to fall. Nice sky hook by Williams. Great play. Boy, that was athletic. Down low, Penguins have got it. Very softly. McKinnon gets the give and go by Al Flack with the assist. 71-53. Penguins creating a lot of daylight now. 13:53 to go. Penguins on defense. Offense. Nope, they're not on offense. They're on defense as the PUC's picked up their own rebound. Nice head fake by Williams. He drives left side, all alone on the way. Andrew Webster goes up for a three ball. No, Penguins get the rebound. Here's Lewis with the blind look. Lewis picks up the assist by Killian Larson, and it is good. 73-53.
Oh, yeah, Stu, the Iron Man, the sophomore sensation, and the business major handling his business. Taking it to the cup, showing up big for the DU.
Yeah, good call, Webster. Now the steal by Al Flack. Lewis on the way. Uh-oh. Lewis tried to give it away unselfishly, and there's another tremendous rejection by Cameron Barnes. Barnes got all ball on that one and just said no and knocked it out of bounds.
Let's give credit where credit is due. Barnes is playing great defensively. That must be his second block of the game. He is being a beast right now for PUC.
Yeah, you're right. That was a big rejection. The last one was called a foul against him, but that was questionable. This one, there was no question at all. No foul whatsoever. Penguins by 20 inside of 13 minutes. Mike Wells has re-entered the game, fans. Wells gets a ball on the inbounds. He kicks it off to the left side. Softly, Austin Bryant, 2 on the assist by Wells. Good play. Penguins by 22. 12:45 to go, fans. In the second half of this one on radio.dominican.edu, Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson with the play-by-play. Now Maurice Williams drives in. He has Wells climbing up his back. Williams couldn't get the ball off. He goes out to the left corner, Webster. Three-ball whistle. Foul called against Mike Wells.
You won't see Mike commit a lot of fouls, but when he does, he does. And I'm telling you right now, so you got to be smarter. Do you lead in the first half with the most fouls? It's not something you want to be leading. You got to play smarter basketball. Play the ball, defend it well, try not to foul.
I don't mind 9 fouls in a half. It's when they get to the double bonus I don't like.
True.
And 9 fouls just means you're playing very aggressively, I guess. Webster now drifts, top of the key. PUC's got the ball, Cameron Barnes. He takes it himself, baseline Barnes. with the layup whistle against, I think it's going to be against Lewis. No, it's called against Sokol, the 6'10 freshman. Man, Sokol's just so big. He's such a bruiser in there that Sokol fills up so much of the middle. He's the biggest guy in the house, all fans included. There's 500 people in here, and he's the biggest one of all of us.
He stands almost at 7 feet. He's sitting at 6'10 right now. And you know what? I don't think he's done growing, which is the scary part still.
He's only a freshman, number 44.
Only a freshman. I've grown at least 2 inches while I've been here.
Good call. For the DU's, Poncia back in. Austin Bryan, bench. Poncia getting a few more minutes here. DU fans getting a chance to look at a lot of new faces tonight in this exhibition game.
No doubt.
75-55, Penguins. 12.5 to go. Lewis, jumper, left wing, no. A little bit deep. Hauled down by Will Bell. Pacific Union playing some good defense. Penguins just too tough. Webster, 3-ball on the way. That's his third miss in a row. Webster gets his own rebound. Are you kidding? He just kicked out, touched a bunch of Penguin fingertips, and ended up back in Webster's arms. 75-55.
No doubt. You mentioned that Coach Devine is trying to spread it out, get some more minutes to a lot of more players on his team. He has a lot of weapons in terms of shooters on this squad. You got Austin Bryant. You have Tyler Sokol, and you got Brett Poncia, who's pretty much a three-point specialist. Brett could be a guy you'd use to throw in here to stretch your lead a little bit and to give you a little more breathing room.
Mike Wells, right wing. Wells calling out the play, flips it off to Lewis. Lewis down low, now he brings it back to the top. Wells on the wing. Back to Mark. Mark just one bounce off to Wells, 13 on the shot. Lewis wears 31. He drifts around, sets up a screen. Wells goes between the legs. Wells tried to go over the head to Sokol, but he muffed it out of play. It's in the hands of Webster, PUC. Easy layup, no. Flipped out of bounds by Poncia. 75-55, it's going to be PUC ball right under the hoop they're going after. Off to our left, the southern hoop. Eric Tua, the 6'2 junior out of Orangevale, up there by Sacramento, has re-entered. Penguin fans in the house, 300 or 400 strong. Place is loaded.
Oh, they packed it out.
Yeah, you're not kidding for a Thursday night. Good work, DUs. Danny Sepulveda's re-entered out of Placerville, the 6'4 sophomore. He drives the lane left side. Sokol in his face. That's Sokol's. No, that's called on Poncia. They say here that that's Poncia's first. Is that possible, Josh?
I believe that is Poncia's first.
All right. Sepulveda on the line. He nails the first one. Sterling Thompson, the 6'4 sophomore out of Orlando, Florida, has come into the game for PUC in place of Cameron Barnes. On the line is Sepulveda. On the way, deep. Penguins get it on the down. Fox Mulholland with a rebound. Mike Wells pushes it, brings it up, slows it down. Mulholland right side. Over to Lewis, way out on the right wing. Now they go straight away. Mike taps the top of his head. He's got it between the circles. Now he calls it out. Now he picks up the screen from Sokol. He drifts left side. Back over to the middle. Mulholland on the way. Fox Mulholland, 3-ball!
Mulholland is another guy who's also a three-point specialist that can shoot. This is a team that can gun from any which way, so they can attack you from so many different areas of the floor. You got to love it.
I do love it. Mulholland puts the Penguins up, 78-56. Sokol gets in the way, causes problems for PUC. They can't get it to fall. The Penguins punch you now, drives a hoop, left lane. Oh, no, he doesn't make it. 78-56, quick transition. Bringing it up is Brandon Monty. Monty shoots it, no. He gets wrapped up with Mulholland, but the PUC's come down with it. Here's Will Bell. He flips it off left side. DU's on defense now. Here's the pull-up. Brandon Monty buckling on the rim, and it falls. 78-58. And he'll go to the line for the three-point play.
Fox Mulholland got a little bit of his arm that time. He'll have to go ahead and get the and one. But what great play we've seen from a lot of this DU bench. It seems they have a really deep squad in terms of all players coming off the bench. That's definitely good to see. It's going to help you deep into the NCAA play when they go against these bigger and better Pac West Conference teams.
The freebie is good. And they call that one on Mulholland. It's on the board as 24, but in fact, Mulholland wears 34. 24 is Poncia, who's also on the floor. But they made an error. That's why I wasn't sure, Josh. Regardless, 78-50, 9 is the score, 10 minutes exactly, fans. Three quarters of play behind us. Mike Wells has got the hoop in front of him. Mike goes up in front of the Penguin cheerleaders, and he does not get the whistle. Just a clean turnover, a block and a turnover. Wells doesn't like the call.
Not a very good call that time. Mike Wells was pretty much snatched up by all three defenders. Drove right towards the rim. They did not give him the call. They said they played good defense. I don't know about that. He pretty much came down almost on his back, but we'll go ahead and chalk that up and let the refs run away with that one. But DU is playing really great up-tempo basketball in this game, and we love it right now, Stu. I mean, good up-tempo. They're passing. They're spreading the wealth. They're spreading the love. You're getting a lot of players getting on the board. And I talked to Alex Ward before the game, and he said pretty much the coaches are just letting them run. They're letting them have fun. They're letting them play ball. They're doing a lot off the screen. They're doing a lot with the shots. He's letting their players get free range of motion in these games, feel comfortable and settle into their game, and which is pretty much what you might have to do with new incoming freshmen to get them to feel comfortable and to feel excited and to be on the court and to feel real, you know, at ease and not get too flustered. So, I mean, the play from your freshman has been great so far. And PUC, a fluid team, very fast, a stable of shooters. I'm telling you, they can light it up anytime they want to. They've been held off by the DUs, and I'm very excited and very surprised that Dominican's been able to play not only this great of offense, but this good of defense down the stretch. What do you think about this defensive effort by the Penguins, Sue?
You know, in the second half, it's gotten a lot tighter, and that's something that you might expect under a defensive specialist like Brett Tavani. Hey, a big shout-out to Coach Jeff Stanley, the new conditioning coach. I shouldn't say new. He's been around for 10 years. He's been with the Penguins through thick and thin, through all the championships. And now he's been, first he was with Tressler. Now he's with Tavani the last 4 or 5 years. So shout-out to Jeff Stanley, the conditioning coach for the Penguins. We're back underway, fans, inside of 10 minutes. Stolen away. The D is very quickly. Fox Mulholland with the strip. 9:40 to go. D's are going to slow it down. Mike Wells has got it. He directs traffic. Wells playing the point. Now to Mulholland and a walk. Fox picked it up and traveled right away. Mulholland's in there at 6'6", the senior. And he's a beefy dude. He's big and beefy, and that's what the D's need down low. 78-59, Penguins. 9.5 to go. D's on defense. Maurice Williams has got it. He drifts around on the right elbow. He flips it off to Will Bell. Will Bell now kick off to Monty on the way, three ball, no. Down with it, DU. Lewis has got it after a great save by Fox Mulholland. Just great work. Sokol now, left side, Softy. Sokol on the way on the assist from Mike Wells. Good for two.
Yet another freshman stepping up when needed. Great pull up for the mid-range jumper.
80-59, Penguins on top, off the glass. No bucket. It went down as Wells hits the deck. But no basket is called. It's waved off, and the Penguins will get it on the turnover. 17 fouls committed by the mighty Dominicans. 3 committed by the Pioneers. Back in there now is Cameron Barnes. Penguins want a timeout, and they get it. As up on his feet was head coach Brett Tavani. Hey, a shout-out to our new AD, Terry Toomey. Toomey is the new athletics director here, fans, and hugely responsible for the fantastic turnout tonight. All the enthusiasm, all of the people going crazy here. The full house at Dominican in a way I haven't seen it on opening night in years, Josh. And I got to give Toomey some massive props for bringing the community together and getting people jacked.
Oh, yeah. Give it up to Toomey and give it up to Coach Brett Tavani, who has recruited great. This is probably one of the best classes I've seen in my time here at Dominican University. They're really fast. They're really strong. These guys are playing smart basketball, and that's the thing. They're not just running up and down the court like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. They're being smart. They're being composed, which is what you don't see from a lot of freshmen, especially their first year, first ever real game experience in the NCAA. This is exciting. I like it, Stu.
Yeah.
And they're playing great. And PUC just doesn't have an answer right now.
That's a good call. This place is loaded. All the DU fans are up on their feet, too. That's another very interesting little fact. Not only is the place loaded, not only are the people that are here just totally into it, but they're all up on their feet. I mean, they've been up on their feet most of the game. After about the first 2 minutes, they all got up and they stayed there.
And DU is starting to run the table. And I'm telling you, if PUC wants to get back in this, they're going to have to get the balls to their shooters, and they're going to have to be able to move around and be more fluid with the basketball as they were in the start of this game and get some threes on the board.
Mulholland's got it in the backcourt as the clock rolls. We're inside of 9 minutes. Good no-look pass now by Mike Wells. Flipped over to Poncha. Now top of the key. Wells calls out the play. Taps the top of the head. Drifts over to the right side. Picks up the screen from Sokol. Sokol can screen three dudes if he wants to. Now the Penguins are on. Oh, the Penguins had a shot at it, but they couldn't get it to fall. Now the Penguins are back on defense. Driving the lane is Maurice Williams. Williams slams into Mike Wells. The Penguins all come up on their feet off of the bench. Wells hits the deck. The ball goes through the bucket. And it's going to count. Maurice Williams will have an opportunity for the three-point play. 80-61. It'll be 62 if Williams cans this one. Entering the game is Kellis Love, number 30. Josh.
The Penguins are going to have to try to stay out of foul trouble. That is crucial right now. Play great defense, but don't foul out. Be smart and maintain your lead. Play smart basketball. Push the tempo, but you can slow it up a little bit. They got a pretty commanding lead, but you got to be smart. This is when strategy and smartness comes into the game.
8 minutes, 20 seconds. Mike Wells goes left side between the legs. Now he works it back over to Love on the right wing. Love drifts to the top of the key between the circles. Over to Wells, left side. Wells flips it out. Picks up the screen from Sokol. Over to Poncha. Now Wells again. 10 on the shot clock. Love on the way with the drifter. Love cans a three ball. He backed up and nailed it, Josh. Inside of 8 minutes, 83-61. The DU's in control. Stolen away. Driving in there was Kenny Penn. And the Penguins just reached in and snatched it. Poncha with the drifter. Oh, it's in and out. Falls out, 83-61. 7:40 to go, fans.
It was a great steal by Poncha on that play, though, Stu.
It sure was. And if nothing else, he ate 20 seconds off the clock. He had a chance, an easy chance to score, and it was in for a long time. But it came out. Now the Penguins break up another play. PUC can't get it to fall. Too much trouble. Women's basketball tomorrow night, fans. 5 o'clock tip-off. We're back underway. Down low. Sokol's got it off the glass. And it's good. Sokol, 44, drains a deuce.
If you told me this kid was a freshman and I just walked into the gym, I would call you a liar, Stu. He has been dominant in the paint.
Yeah, and he's huge. And he can shoot. And he's fast.
Yes, he's quick. This is a real nimble, quick team.
Yeah, this dude is huge, too, and he's a freshman at 6'10". 40 pounds from now, he is going to be an all-conference threat. I mean, he already is about as... He's already better than just about any player in the Cal Pack that I remember seeing, and I've been here for 10 years.
Between him and Killian Larson, it is going to be ridiculous. We have to deal with these guys, or I should say the Pac West has to deal with these guys for another three seasons.
Yeah, that's a good call. I'm just happy they're on our side.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Cameron Barnes from the line. It's good. 85-62, 7:08 to go. Is Sokol to the bench. Larson on his way in, and Larson takes his place on the left side of the key for the next of the freebies. And that one goes down by Cameron Barnes, a 6'4" senior out of Keene, Texas. It drops. Love's got it. Penguins now on offense in the backcourt. Uh-oh, full court pressure. Mike Wells brings it across. Wells with a no-look. Left side, oh, almost gets away. But the Penguins, oh, man, Fox Mulholland muffed it, picked it up, off the glass, good. Are you kidding, Mulholland?
Oh,
great
way to recover.
Play.
Great recovery. I'll chop that up to veteran experience. Great recovery, way to stay with it, Fox Mulholland.
87-63, that was unbelievable. Mulholland down low now, and he slams into his guy and walks with it. Oh, man, Mulholland had a good look at the bucket from about 3 feet away. Slams into Cameron Barnes and gets called on the walk. Great play there on the previous series by Mulholland, who had it muffed over his left shoulder, but somehow he flung it up there, Josh, and came off the glass and dropped. 87-63. We're at 6.5 in the second half, fans. Radio.dominican.edu.
The PUC is going to start anything. It has to start now. They got to get the ball in the hands of their shooter, and they have to keep the defensive pressure going. They're having trouble getting in the free range, Stu.
At 8 minutes, Josh, you said they got to get it together, and since then the Penguins have only stretched the lead out. Mike Wells now on the inbounds after PUC cans another one. The Penguins by 22. Wells comes crashing through two defenders, and the foul is called against Aaron Reniker, the 6'3" junior out of Sacto. Penguins will get it at midcourt. 9 team fouls committed by the mighty Dominicans. 4 committed by the Pioneers. Xavier Muldrow's coming in, and he's got the jersey hanging out. And Muldrow will tuck that thing in now with the yellow socks. Out Mike Wells in his first return game since his freshman year. The junior sensation sat out his entire sophomore season with the injury, and it is nice to see Wells back, having a great game of it. Coming up on 6 minutes, Xavier's got it. Top of the key, nothing flusters Muldrow. He goes left side, punch on the way, a little bit short. Tipped out Mulholland. Mulholland gets a hand on it. He gets wrapped up under the key with Larson, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to give the ball back to PUC.
You got to be smarter when it goes up for those defensive rebounds. If you don't come down with it, try not to foul. It's hard to do that once the team gets going in transition. But you know what? The freshmen, they've played a great game, but they're bound to make some mistakes. Killian Larson will go ahead and be credited with that. But let's not take nothing away from what he has done so far. Great defensively, great offensively for the DU, Stu.
10 team fouls now committed by the Penguins. Cameron Barnes, a 6'4" senior. 6'4" senior on the way from the free throw line. It's in. It's out. It rattled and fell out for the DUs. Larson out. Fox Mulholland out. Poncha is in there with Love. Is in there with Alex Ward, who got the start tonight, who's re-entered. He's in the backcourt. 5.5 to go. 5:50 to go. Check it. Penguins have got it. They bring it up the right side. McKinnon, one low bounce down low. Nice head fake. Xavier on the way. Love, three ball straight away. Yes.
If you and don't account for Kellis Love, he will hurt you all day, Stu.
Kellis Love. Well, you know who that stroke looked like right there? That reminded me very much, Josh.
Of All Day Ray?
Of All Day Ray Chavez. The way he pulled up and buckled. He's about the same height, same kind of stroke, and he's got the black beard.
Oh, yeah, he's got the beard. He's got the beard banging.
He looks a lot like All Day Ray. Boy, you called that one, Josh, and that's exactly who I was thinking of.
No doubt. Speaking of which, All Day Ray is in attendance right now.
Is he? We miss old Ray here firing the threes. The three-point specialist was Ray Chavez, a great Penguin who graduated last year. But Love, boy, Love might be a good replacement. And that's a tough one to replace. Good old All Day Ray, 90-66. 4:46 to go after Love cans the tray ball. And now a whistle, fans. And the foul is called against Alex Ward, the 6'5 senior. Ward gets rung up. Media timeout. And with the media timeout comes more stats from my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, we've seen a lot of great play from the DUs. I'm talking about great, great, great. I can't say great enough, Stu. I mean, that's pretty much the only word that comes to mind when I think about the play of this DU squad. They have stretched the lead. It's 90-66, and they have been dominant. Dominance is what you have to establish, and that is what DU is trying to go into the second game with. Great momentum, great power, great, great force in these games. Real smart on the boards, real great offensively and defensively. PUC is starting to pressure us on the defensive side a lot more. DU has been able to handle much of this full court press. And I pretty much have no, I usually always have some kind of criticism or something to say about Dominican and how they're not doing this or they're not doing that. But they're doing great. My criticism bank is empty right now.
Yeah.
They are killing it, and I am so happy.
Yeah, you know what? They are playing beautifully tonight.
They're playing beautifully. They're playing smart. And that's the one thing we've seen them do. We've seen them play a lot of great smart basketball, and the way they're able to spread it around. Such talent on this squad. They're able to really spread around. There's really no one player that stands out. We've been yelling everybody's name. We practically have gone through the entire roster for the DUs. And PUC right now, not having an answer. They got to be able to shoot. You just cannot survive off of fouls and fouls alone. They have to be able to stay on the outside, to shoot, to get some of the three-point guys out on the perimeter. But DU is not letting them do that. They are messing up their game. They are frustrating them. They are making PUC play their game. And that is essential. You don't want to play the other team's game. Make them play your game. Make them adjust to you. And that's what DU has done.
On the barn now, on the line is Barnes. Not on the barn. The line is Barnes. And Barnes cans the first one. Cameron Barnes.
No great analogies tonight, Stu? I know you got one coming. I'm trying to stay.
That
I'm
first
stay
one was a barn burner. Barnes cans the deuce. 90-68, Penguins. 4:46, it's getting very late, and the clock is rolling Here's Xavier. Oh, Xavier, 3-on-1. He just brings it up, no problem. Love now thinking about it. He backs up and flips it back over to X. Xavier calls out the play. Flips it off to his guy, Ward. Ward drives in, left side, now kick out. Now Ward, left corner. Xavier thinking about it, on the wing. Xavier walks. Yeah, he slid the foot. He had the pivot foot, Josh. Lifted the right foot. Pivot foot was his left foot, and he must have slid it.
I don't know about that one, Stu. It looked pretty clean to me. Especially considering the stuff PUC has gotten away with in terms of the walks, but
Xavier,
we'll let that one go.
With the hands to the ceiling, the palms to the ceiling, he didn't like the call either. And Xavier usually taps himself. He knows when he does it, and he knows when he didn't do it. Foul is now called against Muldrow as he was guarding Manny Gonzalez. Gonzalez brought it up the floor, and Muldrow stuck an arm in there and broke up the play, but he also picked up the foul. That's the fourth against Xavier. On the line now, PUC. Manny Gonzalez? No. Gonzalez missed it, much to the delight of the Penguin fans. Penguin fans very happy. Black hole in the house. This one rattles in. It was bumping all over the place, but it fell. 4:18 to go. Clock rolls. Penguins up by 21. Gonzalez now flips it down. Now Webster. Oh, stolen away, Xavier. Muldrow's got it. He takes it the distance. Right side. Oh, too low. Xavier had a perfect look at it. Now he gets the rebound, though. Muldrow's got it, and he'll handle it. Things are slowing down for the DUs. They're going to eat a little clock. Love's got it. Kellis, left side, stolen away. Uh-oh, one-on-one. Love has it swiped away by Michael Gang. Gang, a 5'11 sophomore out of Loma Linda, steals it away. Rides it in. No bucket. Foul on Love.
I don't know how the foul was on Love on that play, Stu. He had his back towards him.
Yeah.
PUC player went right over his back. Kellis really had no hands involved in the play whatsoever. He's just running to get out the way.
Well, he just he had not come set, and he picks up the defensive charge. And the first free throw by Michael Giang is no good. Giang, gong. On the way, oh, brother, he missed them both. That's the first two misses from the line we've seen tonight by either squad. 3:40 to go. Now on the left wing, Penguins have got it. On the way, the big long three ball, hurled up by Pancia, no good. Penguins on defense. Love tried to sneak in behind Gonzalez to steal it away. 3.5 to go, fans, in the second half. Penguins by 21. Not a lot of scoring in the last couple of minutes. Now here's a long three ball by Gonzalez. It goes up. It is no good. Love down with it. X. Penguins rush it up. Right side, Poncia thinking three ball. Oh, he wanted to take the shot, but he didn't. Poncia with the black hose halfway up the legs. Now he flips it off. Here's X. X's jersey has come back out. X now. Penguins playing catch. Penguins just flipping it around. Ward, they're eating the clock. 15 to go on the shot clock. 2:47. Penguins Love on the way right wing. Yes! Three ball.
Kellis Love is hot right now, Stu.
So is Chili the Penguin. Chili the Penguin is down there in the end area, and he's freaking out. Or she. I don't know if it's a he or she. I've never been able to figure that out in 10 years. 93-69, 2.5 to go. Is Chili a guy or a girl? No one knows.
No one knows.
But he's down there with the cheerleaders, and he's going nuts. And Webster gets the shot off Gonzalez. Three ball, no. Penguins down with it. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. Penguins are going to slow this whole thing down. The whole room is going to start to move like molasses. 2 minutes exactly, fans. On the overhead, 17 to shoot. Xavier's got it, and he throws it off of the head of Love, and it goes out of play. 1:59 to go as the buzzer sounds. The ball ends up in the front row of the grandstands in the black hole. I don't know if the black hole then grabs the ball and applies some slippery substance to the ball. You never know what the black hole is going to do, Josh.
You never know. They're a crazy bunch.
They could do anything. If that ball goes up there in the black hole, you don't know what you're going to get back.
I'm telling you, they're our version of the Cameron Crazies. You've heard of the Duke squad. You haven't heard anything.
Michael Gang brings it in. 93-69. Clock rolls 1:55. PUC in the house. Pacific Union College. The Pioneers. And a shout-out to all Pioneer fans listening worldwide. And the D.U.'s just stole it away. Al Flack in the backcourt. Flack against Gonzalez, and he's just going to eat some clock. And Flack now slams into Gonzalez, but Gonzalez stuck an arm in there. And Alistair Flack will go to the line with 1:40 to go, fans. 93-69, that's the fifth team foul committed by the Pioneers. Penguins have got it now. They bring it in from midcourt. 1:35 to go. Been a great opening night. Here's Alistair. He kicks out. With the no look, Alex Ward on the way. No bucket whistle. And the foul is called against Flack as Flack dumped it off. Flack was trying to give the assist over to Ward, and in doing so, he picked up a foul. But that's his first.
He went and got the contact. He tried to dish it right after that. I think his first intention was to take it to the hole, Stu, but couldn't quite get away with it.
That's his first. For Flack, 93-69 fans, 1:31 to go after they conclude with the floor wiping. One of the referees had to go out there where Flack had hit the deck. He moistened the floor pretty well, and they've got to clean that up. Now the clock rolls, fans. We're inside of a minute and a half. Gonzalez is going to bring it up, and Flack's going to guard him on the way. Gonzalez brings it across the timeline, left side. He flings it into the middle of the key, taken down by Penn. Penguins force the issue. Flack wants the ball to go our way, and he doesn't get it. The whistle goes the way of the Pioneers. 93-69. Penguins managed to eat another 12 seconds. 1:19 to go. On the left wing now. D's on defense. Bringing it in is Will Bell. He goes between the legs. He flips it back outside to Casey Brown. Brown, a 6'2" freshman out of Angwin. That's the hometown of the PUC Pioneers. Penguins on defense. 1 minute to go now. 5-4 on the shot. 3, Manning on the way. Thinking about it back and forth. On the way, Will Bell. On the buzzer, no rim.
And batted by Alex Ward at that.
Ward gets it, and the Penguins. Love goes up with a no look. Oh! I love it! And Love gets it to drop. 95-69. I don't think the Penguins are going to hit 100, but they're going to come close with 45 seconds to go. Wants to just get one good shot off.
As long as he keeps hitting shots like that, Stu, I'm telling you, Kellis Love will get all the love from the radio crew here.
Good call. Kenny Penn drives in, left side whistle, 33.5 to go. That's seconds, fans. 33.5 seconds. And that one's called against. Well, the number up there is against Mulholland, his third. Penguins have had the PUCs and the double bonus for quite a while. PUCs have committed 5 team fouls so far. Tomorrow night, 5 o'clock tip-off, fans. Tomorrow night, Brianna Chambers and the ladies. Lady Penguins on the air tomorrow night. The first 3 ball by Freebie by Penn is no good. It's deep. It's right back at it.
Now, Stu, I say this without sounding as obnoxious or anything. But by the look of the score, would you say that our NAIA days are over and we're ready for NCAA?
Kenny Penn makes the second one. 30 seconds to go. No comment. Penguins in control.
Just throwing it out there.
Penguins are just going to work the clock now. 22 seconds to go. Penguins have tons of time overhead. Enough time that they're not even going to run it. They're not going to take another shot. Now Alistair Flack's got it. Flack hits the deck after Gonzalez stuck an arm in there, and he really didn't need to do that. That wasn't very sporting with 8 seconds to go. Now Poncha has it. And with 6 seconds to go, Poncha will go to the line and picks up the foul. And PUC really didn't need to do that with just 6 seconds to go. DU fans are up on their feet. They're all ready to really unload. Once the Penguins pick up this win, they're up by 25. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2. Alistair Flack's got it. End of the game. There's the buzzer. Opening night. Penguins, 95. Pioneers, 70. And on the season, in scrimmage play, the Penguins are up with a victory over the Pioneers. Good stuff tonight, Josh.
Oh, yeah, great way to put a W in the right column. The DU Penguins came out, showed up, and showed out. Great game against PUC. Almost flawless in terms of how they played. Tremendous tremendous showing, y'all, by the freshmen. They showed up. Great game. Real fast, real strong, real smart, great freshman. Mike Wells, once again, coming out, showing us why he was the freshman of the year. Alistair Flack showing us why he has remained to be one of the greatest DU basketball players here. I'm telling you, Stu, great, great game all around. They spread the love. Everyone on this team contributed. I thought it was a wonderful effort by the DUs. Shout out to PUC, though. They gave up a great, valiant effort. But Dominican showed up, showed out, and came out and delivered the W. I'm loving it here on radio.dominican.edu.
Our next broadcast tomorrow night, fans, 5 o'clock tip-off. Lady Penguin basketball tomorrow night against OIT. Our next men's broadcast will be 1 week from tonight. Brian Rooney, the head coach, the ex-Penguin. I guess once a Penguin, always a Penguin. And the men from Cal Maritime Academy, the Keelhaulers, will be here next Thursday night. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Josh and I'll have it for you. For everyone here at Dominican University's radio station, Stuart Horn signing off. Thank you for listening to DU Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.